Gridiron Summit, wrestling tiebreakers, and preservation. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. As the football season finally pushes through its college and pro playoffs towards their final games, a group of youth football leaders will meet this Sunday at the MHSAA office about the future of the game, the first Michigan Youth Football Forum, a collaborative effort of USA Football, the Michigan High School Football Coaches Association, and the Michigan High School Athletic Association.
This Sunday's Youth Football Summit is a really important meeting to get all of our football stakeholders on the same page. It's a chance to really give our youth football leaders some good philosophy and direction about how we can continue to grow this great game.
MHSAA Executive Director Mark Ewell. The summit will look at the state of the youth game from age group to high school, initiatives by the groups involved to promote the game and protect the game, and discuss an alliance across the different levels to achieve that goal. Our This Week game balls go out to Darcy Bennon, who scored 15 points to keep Pickford's girls basketball team unbeaten with a win over Onaway, and Levi Klotz, who scored 21 points as Cadillac's boys basketball team remained perfect with a home win over Petoskey. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature looks into the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
In a dual meet in wrestling, if the team score is tied at the conclusion of all 14 weight classes, there are criteria in place that are used to determine a winner. The list is quite extensive and has expanded to 17 tiebreakers this year. The newest addition to the list is the sixth tiebreaker to be used. It is the team giving up the least number of forfeits. Part of the rationale behind the addition is to encourage schools to field wrestlers in as many weight classes as possible to promote participation. The first tiebreaker continues to be the team penalized the fewest number of team points for flagrant misconduct or unsportsmanlike conduct. And the last tiebreaker continues to be a coin flip.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. Our commentary this week comes from Dr. Carissa Niehoff, the Executive Director of the National Federation of State High School Associations, the playing rules-making body for high school sports, whose recent national editorial on changes to college sports is excerpted here. She writes, "When is commit not a verb? According to Webster's, never. That is, unless the reference is to where the high school star quarterback is heading to college. Even in game stories, the top players on high school teams are often referred to as a fill-in-the-blank, college commit. It seems innocent enough, but the continual focus on a player's advancement to the next level is concerning given the current and future landscape of college sports. With the NCAA's recent decision to allow athletes to earn compensation for their name, image, and likeness, high school sports will be the last bastion of pure amateur athletic competition in the nation, and it must remain that way. Focus on the individual rather than the team that often grabs the headlines in college basketball and football cannot become part of the high school sports landscape. As the new model develops at the college level, the education nature of high school sports must be preserved. These programs cannot become seen as a training ground or a feeder program for college sports. Instead, the focus should be on the millions of high school athletes who commit, an action verb, to being a part of the team and gain untold benefits throughout their high school days. Some of these individuals will play sports at the college level and move on to their chosen careers. Others will take those values of teamwork, discipline, and self-confidence from their playing days directly into those future careers. There is nothing more sacred and fundamental to the past and future history of high school sports in the United States than the concept of amateurism. It is up to the National Federation and its member state associations to ensure that education remains the tenet of high school sports." You can read this piece in its entirety on the second half page of the MHSAA website. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.